Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. Let's go ahead and start looking at the latest information on Tropical Storm Elsa. 60-mile-an-hour winds moving northwest at 12 miles an hour, and that's really already starting to make that turn. So let's start looking at the information here. Well, a lot of rain. I mean, looking at the radar coming out here, right south of Dry Tortugas, we can find a center there. Not easy to find because there's just that much precipitation. But even if you have a center here, look, Key West over towards Marathon, Big Pine Key, all these areas just getting torrential tropical rainfall, and that'll continue to move north. That's just an immense amount of rain and efficient rainfall. Tropical rainfall, this comes down quickly, and even embedded in all that rain are these rain bands. We're actually getting more rainfall, heavier rainfall, and that's what we'll have to watch out for. Also in those rain bands, we've talked about this before, if you take that center, that right front quadrant in here, 90% of your tornadoes occur in that quadrant. So as this system continues to move up through the peninsula, we're gonna have to really watch out for that rainfall. We're gonna have to watch out for those tornadoes as well. Even if the center is offshore, that still brings those rain bands on the peninsula of Florida. Here's the timing for us this morning. We're right about there. We saw that on radar. In blue here are your tropical storm warnings for Cuba. Still getting some of those rain bands, even lingering behind the storm, getting that heavy rainfall and the wind. West coast of Florida seeing those tropical storm warnings as well. Now, we're predicting it to continue to strengthen somewhat, and it gets really close to hurricane strength. So last night we did put out a hurricane watch for portions of the West Florida coast as well. And also brand new this morning for the Georgia and South Carolina coast, we got tropical storm watch, because as this continues to move, it's not just Florida, but it gets into Georgia and the Carolinas into Thursday and even up in Friday, getting close to the New England area. So that's kind of the timing that we're looking at, and we'll start looking at some of those impacts. We mentioned the rain, torrential rainfall, and we're going to have to watch out for that flash flooding. You have to listen to those local officials, listen for those flash flood warnings from the weather forecast offices, and really be ready to take action. Some of these areas, 4 to 6 inches of rain, most of that right there located on the west coast of Florida, Metro Tampa, just a significant amount of rain. So watch out for that urban flooding, watch out for that, the river flooding with time, listen for those warnings. But even towards Orlando, the central part of the peninsula, we can see some significant rains with 2 to 4 inches of rainfall in any one of these areas. And remember, it comes down quickly. It's not just, it's a prolonged rain, but sometimes you get those rain bands and it actually comes down quite a bit quicker. So let's start looking at the areas of concern. There's a couple areas of concern. The Weather Prediction Center looking at areas that can get some excessive rain, leading to areas of flash flooding, the moderate risk of flash flooding. Metro Tampa down towards Fort Myers, really one of the higher risks that we have. Even Charleston back through Savannah and just north of Jacksonville, another area of concern in here too. So those are some of the areas that we're looking at when it comes to rainfall. And it's also the storm surge, significant amount of storm surge, 1 to 3 feet Flamingo up to Bonita Beach, but in the warning area from Bonita Beach up to the Osceola River, 3 to 5 feet possible in some of those areas. That includes Tampa Bay. So listen to those local officials in those flood areas, and we'll keep you posted from right here at the National Hurricane Center.